Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those people who are out there helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, at Captain's America. Find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, the Attorney General, Mr. Garland, has released the FBI, if you will, on the school boards and the parents that are creating some problems there, because they're asking a lot of questions and sometimes they get a little boisterous, if you will. So what's going on there?
The School Board Association sent a letter to the Biden administration with a copy to the Department of Justice, challenging the Biden administration and the Department of Justice to protect school board members versus parents. And it was a very long letter that the School Board Association, National School Board Association, sent, listing the Patriot Act and domestic terrorism and threats and so forth and so on. So this is all completely an outrage. And the reason it should be an outrage is not only is it attempting to silence parents, but further, it is the FBI really doesn't have any jurisdiction. This, if there is in fact some kind of a threat or some kind of an altercation with a member of the school board, that's really a local police issue. It is not an FBI issue.
Of course.
So this is bad. What they're really doing, and this is not the first time, if we remember from a strategic thinking standpoint, the federal government is working very hard at making any dissenters of anything, including any parts of government, being, and if you're a Donald Trump supporter, you're a domestic terrorist. So that's, and they really, on the January 6th thing, they called anybody who showed up. You didn't even have to go into the Capitol building. You just showed up to, you know, to hear Trump speak outside. You're a domestic terrorist or an insurgent.
Mm-hmm.
So this is we're in a very dangerous place, and I will tell you that that our Attorney General Merrick Garland, he needs to be removed. Because what they're essentially doing is they are protecting unions and protecting themselves against the American people. So government of the people, for the people, by the people is no longer. And we're in a very bad place with this, ladies and gentlemen. Very bad place.
Now, Joe Biden has said there's a very real possibility that Democrats might change the Senate rules to vote on the debt hike.
Reconciliation or whatever. I mean, Mitch McConnell is very prepared for all this. He's already told the Democrats, if you want to increase this debt ceiling, fine, you do it on your own.
Right.
You know, what's stopping you? You know, Biden gets out there and says, the Republicans need to get out of the way. They're obstructionists. And he said that the other day in, you know, something in Washington.
Yeah, I heard him.
And, okay, well, they're not in the way.
Nope.
You guys have the majority in both houses, essentially, because you've got Kamala Harris in the Senate. So go do what you think you need to do. It's one-party rule, again.
Yep.
We're in a situation where we don't have representative government.
Well, we're going to talk about this when we come back from the break, which you've only got about 30 seconds where we head to the break, and I'm going to just tease it right now. But the Democrats are in real trouble right now because people are not buying what they're selling, especially when it comes to the economics. And more people are moving away from their economic programs because they can't afford it. They just can't afford it.
They should be moving away from it. It's really kind of about time, ladies and gentlemen, that voters become aware and informed. You're not going to get good information from media. You're going to have to go do your own work on all this. But I would say it's about time.
Yes, ma'am. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and that means Denise and I will be right back. After the music and a couple of commercials or two for your local station. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she's going to give us the phone number. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And God bless America is right. And then this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, I got to tell you, education of our youth has always been critical, but right now we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were going to be presented and taught, that they'd be in line with our values, and sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. And when it comes to the young ones, when it comes to the youngsters, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids when it comes to American history. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's T-U-G-G-I-E on the Tuggy. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And voila, you'll see the books. Now, you can buy all three, or you can buy one, or you can buy two, whatever the case may be. But I'm telling you, if you're homeschooling, this is a must for you. It's a great American history book for you. Now visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. This is for your children, your grandchildren too, and you might even get a kick out of looking at it and reading it. It comes in English and Spanish. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello there.
Good morning.
Now, we have got some interesting developments going on with Facebook. Obviously, Facebook lost, according to their outage and according to what they put out in the press release, about $100 million with that seven-hour outage. Is that about correct from what you've heard?
Yeah, that's just on paper. The bigger thing is this Frances Haugen, the whistleblower. she was up on the hill on this week, both in front of the House and the Senate, giving testimony on the inner workings and the lack of inner workings, if you will, the tight controls and the manipulation of the algorithms. She is an algorithm expert, allegedly, by education, of Facebook and how that they're targeting preteens and young teenagers and kind of sucking in girls and causing depression and those kinds of things. There's some discussion too about national security issues, cooperation that Facebook has with several government entities and so forth and so on. I'm very suspicious of this woman. There's something that's not quite right here.
Well, she tried to create a job for herself. Did you hear her do that?
Well, yeah, but she's she helped create Yelp, Y-E-L-P.
Yep.
She's been at Google. And she hadn't even been at Facebook all that long. But what's particularly concerning about this woman is what she's really saying and how, I don't know, there's something very wrong with this woman. She is actually using a marketing slash PR firm that's run by Bill Burton.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill Burton works in the Obama White House, and he is an operative. So she's a progressive. Something's very wrong here, so I would just want to put out some suspicion. Tread carefully on this one, ladies and gentlemen. And I would say when it comes to even so what some of these government officials, meaning those in the House and the Senate, are saying and so forth and so on, be cautious on this one. This one is something very wrong here.
Well, she wants a position in the government because she says people like her should be in charge of the oversight of Facebook.
Yeah, she keeps telling everybody that she's got a Harvard degree, and, you know, she was kind of tooting her own horn several times yesterday that I heard. Okay, fine. But I think that there's a manipulation going on here. So more to be determined on this one.
Okay, so what is your final thought on this? Do you think that she was there to try to deep six Facebook and get them regulated? Is that what her deal was?
I don't know. I really don't know, but I'm not trusting it. I would say it maybe this way. I think that there's some other plot that's underway here because Mark Zuckerberg hasn't come out as forcefully as I thought he would, or he hasn't reached out as kind of an offensive measure to save the reputation of Facebook, not that you really can, and certainly his investment. Because what did you just say? He lost $6 billion or $3 billion, whatever the number was, on the 6 to 7 hour outage. Something else is going on here, ladies and gentlemen. So maybe you can help me figure it out, but I don't like it.
Well, Zuckerberg came out and said that the major outage was due to configuration changes. Remember I told you that I got the DNS thing, the message that said my DNS? And
everybody got it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I also found out from somebody who's much more versed in computers than I am, he said that that's one of the signs that you get if somebody's been hacked. That's one of the first things you see.
Right.
So
I said that on your show the other day. There's a very good chance that there was a hack that happened here. But, you know, the outside, remember I said the outside cyber officials mean non-government cyber experts?
That's right.
Are saying that. So, yeah, I'm not trusting it. But what's particularly scary is Facebook is just like Google. They've got virtually everything about you personally in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't go get it. We were stupid enough to give it to them.
Yep.
So what Facebook has on us is our own individual fault.
Yep. Exactly. And some people don't realize when they post some of these crazy pictures that they're around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, something very interesting. We talked about the Democrats losing a bunch of numbers in the registered voters here in the state of Florida, but that's now continuing in the swing states across America where the Republicans are signing a lot more new voters than the Democrats are, and they're catching up to where they were behind, and Florida is about ready to surpass the Democrats in terms of registration, which would be a marveling type of fact. That they've been able to do that.
Well, I don't really care here how people, you know, what party they're registered with at this point, unless they have closed primaries. What needs to be taken seriously here is being an informed voter. And if you listen to DeSantis, I think that DeSantis actually has it right because he's saying that people that have already moved to Florida already in the last 2 years pretty much have it figured out. Once they get here, they pretty much have it figured out how badly their lives really were from the state that they came from. They chose to get out. A lot of them chose to get out because of the way the schools were not operating in their home state, like, for instance, New Jersey or New York. So they chose to move to Florida, you know, for the sake of their kids. That's a good thing. But that's also the same person now that is beginning to understand a whole lot more, not just because of schools being closed with COVID, but also to what the Democrats are trying to teach. So that's important.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. All right. See you later. All right. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We appreciate her very much. FoundersCode.com. Call her, hang on. I'll be right with you here during the break. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back.
Come on now. This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden last week was holding some top-level meetings with lawmakers at the White House trying to get his priorities passed. Tuesday saw him in a Detroit suburb. Speaking in Michigan, Biden said the U.S. has not put enough emphasis on its own investments and its own economy, and he said the country is at that inflection point he's been referring to, and he cited China as the primary competitor in the marketplace.
In recent years, China has spent around three times as much on infrastructure as a share of their economy than we have.
The company that runs the underwater pipeline that caused the massive oil spill off Southern California believes it may have been struck by something. The Unified Command that includes the Coast Guard says divers did find a big section of that pipeline moved out of place, so they're looking into whether a vessel may have struck it. And this is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with the two campuses that they have to serve you. You can find out more about them by going online to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there and check them out. Meantime, here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside the city limits of Boston. The other one's down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa Bay. They are on the south end of Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida. And you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. 2080 and asked to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, in doing so, you'll get an opportunity to talk to some students, you get an opportunity to talk to some teachers, and you'll get an opportunity to talk to the financial people that'll set you up with your financials and tell you how that works. Now, if you are a veteran post 9/11 and you haven't used any of your educational benefits, more than likely your schooling to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech will be paid for at 100%. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on how long you've been out of the service and whether or not you've used your benefits, you'll wind up getting a percentage of those benefits, which means that there'll be a little bit of extra money that'll have to be paid by the generic way of going to get a student loan, and then you're taking care of that. Now, a very few of you may have already used up your educational benefits, and if you have, then you'll just get a generic student loan and away you go. But either way, go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, check them out, and then give them a call to set up an appointment to take the tour. The phone number again, 800-659-2080, and you'll either be taking a tour of the campus in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay, or up there in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, coming out of Afghanistan, the Taliban have raided an ISIS-K cell because ISIS-K has stepped up its attacks against the Taliban, who are trying to appear to be in control of Afghanistan. Well, ISIS-K, which is the ISIS group out of Afghanistan, that cell that's operating in Afghanistan, obviously wants to be in control of the of what's going on. Now, they had a deadly Kabul bombing the other day, which has brought this all to a head. And you're going to see more of this because ISIS is, you know, they want to be the big boss of applesauce, and they're not going to put up with a smaller group like ISIS trying to take them over or anybody else. Now, after two decades of combat, this is the first time that there were no American troops missing in action left behind, reflecting a major shift in military priorities when it came to us leaving Afghanistan. That's about the only good thing I can mention that's happened out of there. Now, the Senate on October the 1st confirmed Air Force General Jacqueline Van Oost, a key leader in the historic humanitarian evacuation effort from Afghanistan, by voice vote, to lead the Pentagon's global network of mobility assets under U.S. Transportation Command. And congratulations to her for getting that. Now, heated exchanges and a flood of suggestions for the Confederate Renaming Commission have come in. The commission has received more than 27,000 suggestions. Now, authorities have administered the vaccine right now to about 49,000 people since measles was detected among some of the evacuees because the U.S. resumed the Afghan refugee flights yesterday after everybody got their measles shots. And they warned that some of the evacuees may have been missed, so it's not a 100% done deal. They think it is. They think it is. You just have to see what happens. Now, Fort McCoy is a sprawling army base surrounded by miles of cornfields and Christmas tree farms, and it's hosting its largest population of new Afghan evacuees since the U.S. first had the families arriving back in late August. Now, this is in Wisconsin at Fort McCoy, which I believe is the National Guard headquarters there. So there you go. Now, not to be outdone, the Department of Defense schools were trying to navigate the pandemic with mostly open classrooms and low infection rates, are operating pretty much the same way that school districts around the country are, who have actually struggled a little bit to keep their students and staff safe while also educating the children during the pandemic. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court put an end to Oracle Corps' challenge to how the Pentagon awarded the government's now canceled $10 billion Jedi cloud computing contract. That was the end of that. Don't forget, the Pentagon had not yet issued departmental-wide guidance about the possibility of a debt limit default, even as event experts said that there would be a classic foray into uncharted territory coming up at their next exhibit. Now, a retired Special Forces soldier named Jeremy Brown was arrested last week for his alleged involvement in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Remember, that was where they resulted in an injury of hundreds of police officers, not to mention the Ashley Babbitt incident where she was shot and killed. Be careful what you wish for, right? And again, it's dangerous out there in the real world. It's dangerous out there in the real world. Don't forget that. Denise is reminding me of something here. Okay, thank you, Denise. She's saying that Peter Navarro was Trump's top advisor on all things to manage the country through the shutdown and getting the Defense Authorization Act done. He has been doing a lot of interviews lately, and he was on there talking about the students and how many of them may really want to be students or how many of them may be here for nefarious reasons, something that he would know more about than we would because of the number of people. And thanks, Wally. Appreciate it. So there you go. And Wally is keeping busy this morning with Eric in East Tennessee. He's talking about, for those monitoring, stand our ground peacefully, not politically. Okay, we can do that, Eric. Because we don't want anybody to do anything stupid. That's not going to solve anything. All righty. We're going to be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. He'll be with us. And we'll be talking about all things economy. I will return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now remember, if you feel that you love the high end of an SUV, then you're going to love Moss Acura. Because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is now better than ever, and that flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back? Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. At Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. That's Moss, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you a bunch of money. You got to tell them that right off the bat when you walk inside, and you'll see what will happen in terms of what it'll do for you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, this whistleblower showed up yesterday on the Hill and proceeded to tell the senators what they thought they were going to hear and more, I would say, about Facebook and the way they operate. And, of course, it was interesting because I don't know about you, but if you paid any attention, if you heard this woman talking, she actually tried to talk her way into a job with the government overseeing the big tech companies, including Facebook.
Yeah, I noticed that. And again, I was watching this, and yeah, a lot of the story, quite frankly, to me, was just kind of master the obvious. I mean, if you can't figure out and realize that Facebook can be something that where it divides people and pits people against one another, you're crazy. I mean, I described it like the pink slime that went underneath the city in New York City in Ghostbusters 2, negative energy. Getting people arguing with one another all the time. I mean, if you weren't aware of that, I mean, come on already. We all know that's what they do. We all know that they want to get people engaged because that's how they make their money. That's why they want clicks. Same reason why the media puts headlines on stories that really sometimes don't really match what's in the actual content of the story. It's called clickbait. But yeah, I'm a little concerned because, I'm thinking that who are you going to put over there? And what are their belief system going to be? And this girl, she seems to think that, she's some sort of omnipotent being where she can be the arbiter of all of this and she can take care of the entire thing. Something's rotten here, Captain. I'm kind of concerned in regards to this. And, I'm worried that this is going to be more government overreach and government actually going to be the one that's going to end up being the censor. And that's the last thing in the world that I want.
Yeah, well, you won't get any argument with me over that. And, folks, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Before I move on to something different here, did you see there's a new video out there from Project Veritas about the Pfizer scientists that they ambushed?
Yeah, I saw that talking about how natural immunity actually is better than the vaccine. I'm not surprised by that either. I mean, it's just, I kind of figured that would be the case. It's kind of how things work. Again, I remember in the 1960s, they used to do what was the pox parties, remember, for chicken pox?
Yep.
I wasn't surprised by that. And I think that's kind of, I've been actually really following the science, unlike the mainstream media.
Yeah, well, they had to stop the Afghan refugees coming into the country because of the, of all things, measles. And they got everybody vaccinated for the measles, so now they're back to sending people back into the U.S. from overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
wonderful.
There's a myriad of things that, thank God we discovered the cures for and whatnot. I think that the COVID's going to become what we always thought it was going to be. It's going to be an endemic problem that's going to be with us, pretty much for good. I mean, even these ultimate lockdown countries have basically thrown in the towel.
Mm-hmm. Every year. Now, Joe Biden said it's a real possibility that the Democrats might have to change the Senate rules to get the debt hike passed.
Yeah, well, I think the Senate rules that they wanted to change is I think they wanted to change the filibuster just for the debt ceiling.
Yep.
Again, it's a lot of minutiae going on. I mean, it's a lot of, really odds and ends going on that they're going to have to try to pass to get all of this stuff through. I don't know if they're just throwing stuff out there, to get the media continuing to cover this. But if Democrats want to pass, raise the debt ceiling, they can go ahead and they can do that. Go right ahead. It's just that they're choosing not to.
Now, you live up there in New York. You're not in the city, but the New York City healthcare mandates have put a bullseye on people's religious beliefs because everybody is trying to claim a religious exemption to get out of having to get the vaccination or to wear a mask or whatever. Is that what you're hearing?
I don't know about masks, but vaccinations, there and some people are claiming that, and I'm sure it's caused a bit of a problem, I would think, at this point in time. So, again, I don't know how they're going to follow through. I know there's a lot of, I mean, the city's putting a call out for substitute teachers, healthcare work. I mean, it's all sorts of issues that we've got going on right now, you know, due to these mandates. And it's, I don't know how we're going to work our way through it at this point in time.
Now, we found out in California that the pipeline that was damaged and leaked was probably caused by a ship anchor. As the ship and its anchor dragged this pipe along for 105 feet, bending the pipe and causing a crack in it.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I was reading more about that this morning. It's another, you know, supply chain COVID casualty, if you want to think of it that way. There's so many boats out there that they can't unload, and, you know, they're supposed to know where these things are, and they're anchored all over the place, and, you know, there's your accident right there. There's normally not, you know, 75, 80 ships sitting off the coast there, and, you know, with all the traffic that's going on, look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Arizona Attorney General has said the Border Patrol agent purge is going on from trying to get more pro-immigrant DHS Border Patrol officers in the mix, and they're doing everything they can to get the other guys out.
Well, I'm sorry, the Department of Homeland Security, pro-Border Patrol Department?
They are definitely trying to get the guys out of the Border Patrol that want to enforce the immigration rules and turn these people around and send them back where they came from. They want people that are more friendly pro-immigration. That's what they're doing now.
Again, I mean, I don't know how much more friendly we can be at this point in time. Everybody's just streaming into the country. You know, at this point, I'm trying to figure out what exactly the Border Patrol does. I mean, what's the point? If we're just going to let everybody stream in, we're not going to stop people. Yeah, I have a feel this, you know, Governor Abbott to some degree. I actually saw this part of the Texas Constitution is supposed to, the governor is supposed to prohibit invasions into the country. If I was him, I would be putting the National Guard down there and just dealing with this, you know, in a proper way. Because, you know, from what I'm hearing, you got tens of thousands more that are heading in this direction.
You do.
I don't know
how
they're going to handle it.
You do. Now, the problem with the National Guard is if you put them down there and you federalize them, the federal government would be controlling what happens. If you put them down there as a state, you have control of them.
Well, that's how I would handle it if I was the governor. You know, at some point in time, you got to control your, you know, you got to protect your state. You got to protect your citizens of your state. That's the job. I mean, we are, you know, there's a 10th Amendment to the Constitution, and these governors do have power and they should wield it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far, the Texas Border Patrol, those agents are there as well as the DPS, and there are a certain amount of National Guardsmen that are there too.
Yeah, it's obviously not enough, though.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, we're not even close to enough.
And they're starting to build the wall and finish the wall in certain areas there, so that's going to help.
Well, we see. I hope so.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, check him out. And he's got a podcast you can hear every day, too, the WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.